Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Gail Kataja, and she is with Connecticut Community Care, and she is the Director of Quality and Private Care Initiatives. Gail, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you.
Glad to have you here to talk about something that comes up every year this month. It's Older Americans Month, and what's it all about?
May is designated a celebration of older adults in the United States. It's a wonderful time to honor, to remember, and to connect with people that you love. The theme this year is connect, create, and contribute. Wonderful theme. Connect with friends, with family, with services that support your participation. Create things. Get out and do something. Engaging in activities. Learning. Promote your good health with health prevention. Mm-hmm. Contribute whatever you can, time, talent, and treasure, to whatever cause you want. I think in my career with aging has taken on a wonderful new persona. Mm-hmm. It's not to be dreaded. It's to be celebrated and embraced.
And certainly has changed over the years. Mm-hmm. When we were younger, people that would get to be even our age would be considered extremely old. And now, maybe the number says that, but so much has changed for older Americans in the past few decades.
I think it's been a combination of personal change with people embracing aging, mm-hmm. not dreading aging. And also, I think the professions have recognized the person's right to live where they want to live, do what they want to do, be, quote, in charge of their care and of the direction their life is taking. And that's been a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, what does Connecticut Community Care do to help older adults? And obviously, there are going to be a number of things this month to celebrate Older Americans Month.
Connecticut Community Care is a statewide private nonprofit care management agency. We meet with older adults at the location of their choice. Could be at their home, could be they want to get out of a nursing home if they can, could be at their daughter's home. We meet with them and discuss their personal preferences. We know the client's story first, you as a person first, your goals, your dreams, your hopes, your wishes, regardless of your age. From that, doing a geriatric assessment, doing some of the assessing of the function for the person to be at home, their cognition, their social support systems, any depression, things like that, their support system, as I said. And then putting together options for the person to choose from. A plan of care is the formal term to use, using providers both informal, that is, they're not paid providers, mm-hmm. and paid providers from a list of about 450 in the state of Connecticut. There are some great options and some great programs to help people live in the community of their choice.
How does CCC contribute further to communities throughout the state?
Mm-hmm. We have our communities organized so that we have care managers designated in certain areas so that they can know the community, know the resources, know the informal support systems, and work with them to support anyone who wants to live there. We also work intimately with our clients, as I said before, to learn their stories. And when we can, we ask people's permission to publish those stories. So many of them can be found on our website, which is ctcommunitycare.org.
Okay, and we'll do that again at the end of the mm-hmm. program, just in case somebody may have missed it there. Now, of course, Mother's Day is coming up in a week. And certainly it's a big day always, and certainly a reason for celebration.
Absolutely. And let me give your listeners one idea. Connecticut Community Care has a fund called the Independent Living Fund through philanthropic donations, memorial donations. And we use those funds to purchase things for our clients that the state waiver programs don't allow us to buy with state dollars. So, for example, we worked with an older adult to have their pet immunized at the veterinarian's office mm-hmm. so that she could keep her dog in the apartment with her because he needed to have his rabies shots. Getting somebody a pass to take aquatherapy classes at a local gym, things that the state program ordinarily wouldn't pay for. And Connecticut Community Care solicits donations. We call it the Mother's Day Appeal, actually, mm-hmm. a way to honor your mom or in memory of your mom or someone who's been a mother to you. It doesn't have to be a blood relative. We're seeing such different constellations of family these days in the United States.
Oh, absolutely. And I think over the years, as we mentioned in the beginning, so many things have changed. But just the number of things that are available to people that even perhaps they are not aware of that can actually help them out in their various situations.
For example, if someone's been in a nursing home, let's say 3 months or more, and they're on Medicaid and they want to go home, they have the right to have an assessment for their ability to go home. All they have to say is, I want to go home. Mm-hmm. We've seen some tremendous success stories under Money Follows the Person. The array of services, you're absolutely right, Bill. We can arrange for services. Services such as traditional nursing, home health aid, homemakers, companions, emergency response, mm-hmm. home modifications, mental health counseling, home delivered meals, adult daycare. The list goes on and on.
And that really takes some of the burden off of especially family members who in years past have done all of this. And in some cases, they're still trying to do all this. But you reach a point where you have your own life to deal with, plus you have this, and if you can get some help this way, it makes your life a whole lot better.
And that's one of the main emphasis in the state of Connecticut is to rebalance that long-term care system to support more people at home in the community than in nursing homes. So part of the assessment is working with the caregiver, whoever that person might be, and having a frank and honest discussion. Is would you like to continue providing care? Do you need direction? Do you need teaching? Would you like a respite from providing care? Often a weekend alone, away from the caregiving situation, gives the people just enough energy to want to continue. And sometimes it's okay to say, no, I can't do it anymore, and I'd like some help. And we're there to provide that too.
Absolutely. And respite care, that's another thing that in recent years has really, grown in numbers and has helped so many people get that break you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Especially this time of year with graduations and weddings, popular time. Yeah.
You know, and obviously people, not that there's anything wrong with nursing homes or institutional care, because some people actually need that.
Yep.
But the best thing for people, as always, is they want to be in their own home.
They want to be in the community of their choice,
right.
And that's what we support. Even nursing homes are taking a look at their short-term rehab and their long-term placements, making them more of a community, more of a home-like setting, with personal chefs to cook their meals, with staff not wearing traditional uniforms, so to speak, giving more privacy by having private rooms. The decor is much more modernized. It's very appealing in some instances. And you're absolutely correct, Bill. There are some times when a nursing home has to be the place that we provide the best care for the person because of their illness.
Absolutely. And once again, it is Older Americans Month. And Gail, if people would like more information about this particular month or what we've been talking about this morning, Connecticut Community Care, where's the best place to go?
Please go to our website, Connecticut. It's ctcommunitycare.org. Again, ctcommunitycare.org. And if you prefer to speak with a person, that's absolutely okay. 860-589-6226.
All right, Gail, thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. That is Gail Kataja, who is Director of Quality Care and Private Care Initiatives at Connecticut Community Care. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.